Well, you know, it's also hard to spend a week in Los Angeles without movies on our minds. And at the box office, this month so far has been one weird creature flick after another, battling for that top spot. Cowboys and Aliens?
Grab your guns. We're right now.
Well, they tied the Smurfs last weekend.
La la la, sing a happy song.
Stop!
But this weekend's Rise of the Planet of the Apes smashed them both.
They are contaminated.
All this made us want to send producer Brent Bachman out to LA's luxurious Arclight Hollywood Theater.
Test.
To ask one simple question.
Cowboys, aliens, Smurfs, or apes?
Cowboys and Indians, what? Which one?
Cowboys, aliens, Smurfs, or apes?
Smurfs.
Apes.
We just saw it and it's the best movie ever.
Yeah, what's the deal with cowboys and aliens?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Are you going to see Apes right now?
No.
What are you going to see?
Midnight in Paris.
So, Cowboys, Aliens, Smurfs, or Apes, Woody Allen.
Yes.
He would win in a fight.
Well, no.
I think I'm going to get better as I get older.
Apes. They're underdogs. The apes are underdogs.
The aliens couldn't even defeat the Cowboys. That's why.
And the Cowboys don't even have electricity, right?
Well, Donnie Darko talks about, in the movie, talks about how Smurfs don't have reproductive organs. And what's the point of living if you don't have a...
There's no call for that kind of language, laddie.
Before I ask you the question, will you tell me what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a cowboy outfit.
And you're wearing?
A cowgirl outfit. It's a friend's birthday, and happy birthday.
Can I ask you guys this question? Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Cowboys, aliens, Smurfs, or apes?
I mean, all things considered, the X-Men could beat them all. Like, there's a blue one, so you cover your Smurfs.
Check.
There's an alien.
Check.
And there's probably a cowboy.
No answers, only questions from producer Brent Bachman. Before we say goodbye tonight, there's one more piece of business we have to take care of. We have to say a sad farewell to this show's great senior producer, Matt Martinez. Here is the regular host of this program, Guy Raz.
Every once in a while, when there's room at the end of the program, we read credits, the names of the folks who help create 2 hours of original radio each weekend. They don't always get the full recognition they deserve, but each week they are with me and with you. Just 9 people put this show together. For all of us, it's a labor of love. We are a tight-knit group, and when one of us goes, it's always a sad occasion. And today, we are sad to say goodbye to Matt Martinez. He now heads to the weekdays, where he'll produce All Things Considered. Matt came to this program 2 years ago, and in that time, he's left his mark. So, Matt, good luck. We'll miss you. And don't be a stranger.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm David Greene. Thanks a lot for listening, and have a great week.